So let's start with the first four measures. Here they are. So let's start with just measures 1 and 2. Here they are by themselves. We start off with the right hand playing the D right above middle C with finger 3. With the left hand, we're playing G and B. This is the G below middle C with your 5th, and then the B above that with your 3rd. We'll hit all of this together, and then I want the left hand to keep that G down for almost the entire four measures. So after we hit these together, right hand you'll play the E above the D you just played with finger 4. With it left hand, I want you to play the A below middle C with your 4th. Still keep that G down with your 5th. The next right hand, I want you to play middle C with your 2nd. Then I want you to cross under and play the D above that with finger 1. With it left hand, I want you to play the B below middle C with finger 3. That G is still being held down. And then we have this. This is the left hand playing middle C with finger 2. Right hand, you're playing the G above middle C with your 3rd, and then the A above that with your 4th. Next, right hand, you'll play the B under your 5th finger. With it, left hand, you'll play the D right above middle C with finger 1. These hit together. And then we'll have this. Now, this is the left hand playing middle C again with finger 2. Right hand, you're playing the A above middle C with your 3rd. And then the F sharp below that with your 2nd. And then we'll come back to this. Right hand, this is the G above middle C with finger 3. Left hand, this is the B below middle C with your 3rd. Those hit together. And then we'll have this. Right hand, this is the D right above middle C. Left hand, this is middle C. Right hand, I'm using finger 1 on that D. Left hand, I'm using finger 2 on that middle C. All of this while the left hand is still keeping that G down with the 5th. Keep holding it down as we go into measures 3 and 4. Let's take a look at them.